All right, so what I'd like you to do here is I'd like you to tell me the letter you see, what the picture is, and then another word that starts with that letter for me, okay?
A. It's an apple.
I'm gonna fix your microphone here. It's okay, you can keep talking. I know it's gonna be tough to think, but there you go. Any ideas about another A word?
Antibiotics.
Whoa! That's the best A word that I think we've had so far. You guys aren't kidding.
What did
he
say?
Antibiotic.
Wow, nice, Sam.
It's a bee and there's a boy.
Box. Cool, that works. It's no antibiotic, but no, I'm kidding.
C and there's cookies. Cook.
Perfect.
It's a D and there's a duck. The only one I can think of is dumb.
Well, that works.
There's an E, there's an elephant. Electric.
Nice.
There's an F and there's a fish. Finn.
Yeah, it's right on there.
There's a G and a guitar. Geometry.
Have you done geometry yet?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wait, so you know about, is it mostly just what the shapes are or stuff about the shapes?
Like stuff about the shapes.
You might be more advanced nowadays than
that. H, and there's a house. Pentagon?
Yeah. How many is hectagon?
I think 6. Ice, and there's an ice. Icy? J and there's juice. Jupiter. K and there's a key. Kick.
Yeah. Awesome.
There's an L and leaf. So Looney Tunes.
Yeah. Which one's your favorite Looney Tune?
Probably the bunny.
Yeah, he's a fan favorite.
There's an M and there's a monkey. Mister. There's an N and a nose hair. An O and an orange. Octagon.
Even I know how many octagon is, so I wasn't gonna ask you that.
A P is a plate, so pentagon.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna get through all the gons.
Q and a duck saying quack, so queen.
I think you're the first kid to guess a Q word. Everyone else has gotten stumped by that, so good work.
There's an R and there's a red crayon. Ridiculous. S and a spider. Superior.
The leaf or the word?
The word. T and there's a table. A top. U and umbrella. The planet Uranus. V and there's a vacuum. Velociraptor.
That's my favorite
dinosaur. W and there's a watch. Waiter. There's an X and an X-ray.
You're stumped on this one. That's okay. This one doesn't have a lot. Any ideas?
No. Why? And there's yogurt. Yo-yo. Z and a zebra. I can only think of a name, which is Xavier.
That works for me. Alright, go ahead and hit a buzzer. This one seems straightforward, but I want you to tell me this number. Go ahead and say this number.
One.
And then now tell me what you think is going to come after it. And we might trip you up, so get ready for some patterns, okay? So what might come after this?
Three.
Not yet.
We'll
start off normal for you, and then we might get a little tricky.
Three. Four. Five. Six.
Mm-hmm.
Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. 11. Two.
Mm-hmm. Not quite.
12.
It's just what you think it'll be. I know, I probably prepared you too.
13.
Much.
14. 15.
All right, now we're going to be tricky. What do you think we might skip to?
17.
Almost. So if we went from 15 to?
25.
Awesome.
30.
We're going to be tricky again. What might we skip to now?
36.
Almost. Now we're going by?
50. 60, 70, 80, 90, 100.
All right, now we're going to get tricky again. What might we go up by?
200?
Nice job.
300?
Oh, we made it difficult. What might we do after 500?
1,000.
You got it. We just tried to make it tricky to see what your brain would do with that. Can you tell me what's all on the page and then what the answer is?
So, it's 16.
Mm-hmm. Can you also just tell me what each piece is?
That's 9. That is a plus sign. There's a 7 and an equal sign.
Perfect. Your brain works too fast for these flashcards.
That is 18. That is minus, that's a 19, that's a 1, and an equal sign. 6 3 times. 17.
Almost, it's 18. But you almost got there. I saw you counting on your fingers. That's perfect.
21 divided by 3. 21. 1. 20. Is it 5?
Almost, it's 7. You're right there on all of those. Is that what you're learning now in school too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Go ahead and get another buzzer for me. Perfect. All right. This one's going to have some normal words and some silly words, but we still have to follow the pattern, okay? So if I have one ship here, now I have two. What would you say? Two. What would you call two of them?
Double.
Mm-hmm. I say one ship, two.
Ship.
Exactly. So tell me what that is. So if I say that this is a skack, can you say skack?
Skack.
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 And now there's two of them, there'd be two.
Skack.
Mm-hmm. One dup, two.
Dup.
One shoe.
Two shoe.
One brib.
Two brib.
Nice. One snack.
Two snack.
One mip.
One, two mip. Mm-hmm.
One foo.
Two foo.
One cup.
Two cup.
One crib.
Two crib.
One yak.
One. Two yak.
One pint.
Two pint.
One slide.
One slide.
Oh my goodness. How about now?
Two slide.
Thanks, Sam. One bell.
Two bell.
One bag.
Two bag.
One rock.
Two rock.
One smide.
Two smide.
One light.
Two light.
One yag.
Two yag.
And one kel.
Two kel.
Okay, give another buzzer for me. All right, this one, I want you to tell me everything you see in the picture and then tell me a story about it. Just use your imagination. I know you've got a good one based on the...
I see two fish, a kid and a lion in a boat, and a dragonfly. And some lily pads. And land, plants, and water.
Alright. Can you tell me, even if you made up an with your imagination, a story about how they got here or what they're doing?
So there's a giant flood in the boy's town, and the lion was stuck, so the boys saved the lion. And then there's giant mutant fish in the water. And they couldn't get back on land because there's plants surrounding it. And there's moldy lily pads. And that's all I have.
Well, so what happened at the end? Did they get out?
The boat got too wet. And it molded, and they sank.
Oh my goodness.
But the boy could swim, but the lion couldn't.
Okay, and then what happened?
The lion died.
I told you to use your imagination. That was awesome. Anything else you want to say about this picture?
There's a giant killer dragonfly in the sky.
There are killer dragonflies too? Well... I asked to get inside your brain, and I did. Same thing with this one. Tell me everything you see first.
I see the same boy at his house, playing with cars and planes in his room, with planes or pillows all on his bed. And I see a tiny mutant fish in the fishbowl.
They're back.
And there's planes in the sky, and clouds, and dirty socks, and his bed. That's all I have.
All right, so can you tell me a continuation of this story, since I think this is now the sequel?
The kid was trying to ride on his plane, his paper airplane, but he couldn't. So he threw chucks on the floor and his dirty socks, and he got on pillows, and the mutant fish was in the water, so he got too big and the water went everywhere, and it started the whole flood. And the kid,
this is the prequel.
And the kid ended up in the boat with the lion again.
All right. Can you explain this to me? Why are there clouds in his room?
Because he's imagining.
Perfect. Anything else about this picture?
the same thing happened in the first story all over again.
One tear. Okay, now I know this might be a different story. So let's see what your brain comes up with. But tell me everything you see first and let me know what you think.
There's a girl with giant rats and a squid not in the water, which could die. And she's trying to do science. And she might be at COSI.
Maybe behind the scenes, huh?
She might try to kill everybody with her experiment, but that's all I have.
On purpose?
Yes.
So what tools would she use? Can you tell me anything about these? Do you know anything about any of these tools?
A notebook and pencil, a magnifying glass, rats for experiments.
Yeah.
Glass jars. And that's all I have to see.
So what kind of experiment would she be doing? Because I know you and your sister talked about cool scientists. So what would she be looking at?
Elephant toothpaste.
You know what? I'll give you that. But anything else you want to tell me about this scientist?
She's looking at the light bulb.
Yep. What does that mean?
She might be trying to make the light bulb brighter.
Okay. Second experiment. All right. Last one here. Same thing.
There's a tiny girl holding a big radish with giant snails on a tiny farm with a shovel and other plants. And that's all I see.
You got one more story in you?
Mm-hmm. The girl picked up a giant radish and she's trying to feed it to the big snails. And then when she did, they would get all fat. She's gonna take her shovel and then chop them up and eat them.
Oh my goodness. So you think snails would be good food?
No.
So then why would she chop them up?
Cause she likes snails.
Fair enough. Anything else you want to tell me about how she got it on this farm?
Because she's the farmer.
She bought the farm or did someone give it to her?
She bought the farm.
Alright. Anything else about this picture before we go?
There's dirt everywhere.
What'd you say?
There's dirt everywhere. There's dirt on the snails too.
Makes sense. We're outside. You delivered with your stories. Thank you so much. Go ahead and hit two buzzers for that one. All right. I'm going to have you read this page for me.
All right. Cam was at the water park and Cloud not find his uncle. Cam's arm was bleeding and he was crying. Cam walked slowly around the grass as he searched for his towel. People were talking and laughing. Many kids were eating lunch. Cam's stomach growled. He lost his arm. He was lost. His arm was bleeding. He was hungry and he was alone. Finally, Cam heard someone shout his name. He smiled and turned to see Uncle Mo. Walking down the path, he had food from the truck. Cam squished over to him and gave Uncle Mo a big hug. "Are you all right, little man?" Uncle Mo asked. "I am now," Cam said. He picked up his towel and wiped his arm. He also took off his shoes and sat down. Uncle Mo handed Cam a hot dog and some chips. Cam smiled and said, "Thank you." "So, little man, did your mom and pop tell you the news? Cam ate the hot dog and shook his head. No, he said. I am not here to visit. I am here to stay. I'm going to be staying with you for a while. Uncle Mo told Cam. Cam thought he was kidding. No joke, Cam asked. It is true, Uncle Mo said. Cam smiled and gave Uncle Mo the rock. When they were done eating, Uncle Mo said, I'm glad you knew the way. Let's go back to the water. Cam left his shoes on the grass to dry. Uncle Mo and Cam walked back into the mist maker. Cam felt so happy. It was fun to go with Uncle Mo, and now Cam would see him all the time.
Awesome. You could do one more for me?
Yeah. Grandpa's hands help me every day. When I was little, Grandpa showed me how to make a peanut butter sandwich. Now I can make lunch for both of us. Grandpa's hands help me every day. When I was little, Grandpa taught me how to tie my shoes. Now I wear my shoes to go to school, play basketball, and run on the playground. Grandpa's hands help me every day. Grandpa showed me how to shuffle and deal cards. He even helped me learn how to do waterfall shuffle. I'm still practicing so I can be as good as Grandpa someday. But now I can play cards with my older brothers and sisters. Grandpa's hands help me every day. Grandpa is a wonderful musician, and he taught me how to play the trumpet, and I had to learn how to blow really hard into the instrument. It took a lot of air, but I'm still practicing so I can be in the band, the school band. Grandpa's hands help me every day. Grandpa is very smart and helps me with my homework. Grandpa teaches me math so I can get good grades and go to college when I get older. I am working hard so I can be as smart as Grandpa someday, but for now, I have A's on my report card. Grandpa's hands help me every day. I see how much he has learned with his hands, and it helps me realize that I can be whatever I want to be. I will work hard and be like Grandpa so I can help others too.
Awesome. Can you make it through our last one?
Okay.
Thank you.
Billy walked up to the front steps and he rang the doorbell. He waited. Is anyone home? He said. He hopped in front of the door and would soon. He didn't like to stand alone in front of the steps. It was cold outside. Billy could feel his toes getting cold in his boots. Maybe I came on the wrong day, thought Billy. I thought he said he would come teach me how to play chess Tuesday after school. We had art day, so I know today is Tuesday. Billy was about to ring the bell again. He stopped when he heard footsteps inside the house. The old man was walking toward the door. Sometimes it took him a while to answer the door. Who's there? Said the gruff voice. Is that Mr. Billy Black at my door? You sure took your time getting here. What took you so long? Did you stop to talk to all your girlfriends? Teased Mr. Black. He opened the door for Billy. Oh, Grandpa, you know I don't have any girlfriends. I'm only 7 years old, Billy laughed. Billy. I did have to walk slowly, though. The sidewalks were covered in ice. I didn't want to slip and fall. Billy stepped inside the house. Don't let your boots drip on all over the hallway. Billy, please take off them, son. Come into the kitchen. We can eat some warm cookies while I teach you to play chess.
Thank you. Hit a buzzer and we'll go on. Awesome. For these, I just want you to tell me what they're doing and tell me step by step how to do it, okay?
He's brushing his teeth, so you get your toothbrush, you put toothpaste on it, and you brush your teeth.
Any considerations while you're brushing your teeth? How do you know when to stop?
You count to 120. He's washing his hands. So you take soap, you get your hands wet, you put the soap on your hands, then you scrub them for 20 seconds, then you dry your hands off to get all the COVID off. The kid is tying his shoes, so you take your two shoelaces, you cross it over and pull it through. Then you make two bunny ears, and you cross it over and pull it through for that. And if you want to double knot it, you cross it over and put it through again.
Perfect. Gave us all the options.
This person's pouring cereal in the bowl. So you put cereal in the bowl, then you put milk, and then you eat it. Mm-hmm. This person's putting a sweater on. So first, you put it over your head, then you put it on the rest of your body, and you put your arms through. This person's putting icing on cupcakes. So first, you get the cupcake, then you squeeze it on the cupcake. And then you eat it. This person's painting. So first you get paint, then you put it on the brush, and then you put it on the paper. This person's sitting down in the car. So first you sit down, then you put your seatbelt on. And this person's feeding their teddy bear, which you shouldn't do that. So first, you get the food on the spoon, then you put it on the teddy bear.
You don't have to tell me how to do anything anymore. Just tell me what you're doing and what you would do if you were that person. Would you do the same thing? Would you do something different?
That person's playing dress up. And I would put on a SpongeBob costume.
A what costume?
A SpongeBob costume.
Oh, you like SpongeBob? He has movies too, just like in addition to the TV show?
Yeah, but I can't watch it because we don't have Paramount Plus. We only have Amazon Prime.
Maybe soon.
They're on a slide. I would rather swing and jump off.
How high are you able to jump off?
As high as I can before I do an underdog. This person's playing soccer. I would play baseball instead of soccer.
Do you play baseball all year round or just during some of the seasons?
I play spring and summer and sometimes play in the fall, but I normally play soccer in the fall.
What position do you play?
Second base and pitcher. They are playing with blocks, but I would rather play with Legos.
Because you can build more stuff with it, or?
You can build more stuff. This person's swinging and pushing them. I would rather just pump my legs back and forth.
Mm-hmm. This kiddo's younger.
These people are trading candy. I would rather not, because it's during COVID, and you don't know if they already licked it.
You know what? That's smart.
This person's in timeout. I would normally get grounded instead.
All right, hit a buzzer for me. We're on to our last thing. So I'm just going to show you my favorite pictures because I think some of them are pretty silly.
Okay.
And I want you to, because of your imagination, I want you to tell me what you think the story is happening here, okay?
They're in space, and they are catching fireflies. But you can't do that in space because they would already be dead.
You know why people can't survive in space?
Well, people can't survive, but fireflies can. And why do you have an air tube that's 200 feet long?
No, you're exactly right. We made these to kind of be silly, to make you go, huh, that's out of place. So you found the things that were out of place, right? All right, let me see some of my favorite ones I
want to
show you.
Oh. Why is there a frog in a cup?
I thought it was so cute. What else does he have on him?
He's a king. And he's drinking coffee, like, while he's in the mug.
That's as good a guess as any. I like that. I like this one too.
The pig obviously made the water brown already, because they're always dirty. And how would he be able to play in a boat? And he's, like, twice the size of that bathtub. How would he be able to fit in
that? I'm surprised the water's not overflowing more.
And there's no way to put in water. It's just a tub in the middle of nowhere.
I didn't notice that either, but that is true. Okay, last one.
There's a polar bear selling potatoes for 75 cents. That's too cheap. And how do polar bears get potatoes?
That, maybe from that farmer.
And he's wearing a hat, too. The polar bear's wearing a hat.
It's trying to be fancy. Well, I appreciate, go ahead and hit that buzzer. We are all done. I appreciate you sharing your